You'll find information on how to support Clear Vision Revival at the end of this podcast. You know, we're going to talk about something called cold fusion. You know, they're building a Hadron Collider that they can smash atoms over in Europe. Now they're building another cold fusion experiment called ITER, which is really interesting. ITER, it's the Latin word for the way or the journey. So they're on a journey to try and find cold fusion, to try and create something that is as green as possible. Cold fusion, where there's no radioactive fallout, where it's non-polluting. You know, the Bible says that when the New Jerusalem comes, that there will be no light from the sun needed, because the sun will come, or because the light will come from the sun. And they're looking to try and emulate that light from the sun, from the sun in the sky, which is cold fusion. But what they can be doing is they could be praying in tongues. They could be building themselves up on their most holy faith. And they could create light and become the sons of light. And the Hebrew word for light is a bunch of animals running around here or there, but being corralled, being grabbed and being captive, and being set in a orderly motion, not random, but orderly. So we are the sons of light. We're the sons of light, and God is light, and He creates all things that are in order. But the world looks for disorder because it doesn't have all the answers. Now, instead of pouring trillions and billions and zillions of dollars into building these physical buildings, these Babylonic towers, to try and capture the godly essence that they think is in heaven somewhere, well, the kingdom of God is within us if we're baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. So what if a person was able to sit down and to pray in tongues and to warfare against themselves first, and then go out after they've won the battle over themselves, to go out and to become the sons of light and create order in a disordered world, to create something from nothing like Jesus did with the bread and the fishes, to be able to walk on water, to be able to translate like Philip did when he was baptizing the eunuch, to be able to transform molecules in this world, because they're all held together by the word of his power, Jesus's power, the word of his power. So if all of the molecules are holding everything together, they're being held by the word of Jesus's power, and you've got Jesus inside you, and the Father and the Son, you've got the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son in you, and you've been set free from yourself to be able to express the kingdom of God with freedom, without restraint, do you think cold fusion would just be a nothing compared to the kingdom of God's power? Wouldn't that excite you enough to be able to sit down and pray in tongues and get over yourself so that you can be used as a son of light to transform people's lives, to drive away darkness, and to bring light and order into a human's life? Don't you think there'd be enough motivation to do that? It's a question I want to ask you. Don't you think that is a big enough quest in your life to sit down and have a cup of tea in air-conditioned comfort on your favorite comfortable lounge, pray in tongues, for some decent periods of time, so that your prayers won't come back void because they are inspired words of God and they have to be accomplished? There may be other people who need things happening in their life as well. So once God has started to repair your life and you're all clean and shiny and there's no darkness inside you, what is he going to do with the rest of the power that you're generating from praying in tongues? He's going to use that to heal and set the captives free. He's going to use that to bring order to those who are bound up in darkness. And when you stand before the Lord, all of the people that have been set free from your prayers because you sat on a lounge in air-conditioned comfort and prayed in tongues, they're going to rejoice because of the effort that you put in. Instead of the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not natural, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. So do you think that you could transform the world physically and spiritually with your prayers? Do you think that's enough motivation for you to start praying? It is for me. And it's all in the Bible. All of the stuff that I've spoken about on this website comes from the Bible. None of it is conjecture, which comes from nowhere land, which I've just basically thought up in my head. No, it comes from sound biblical principles, which I have measured, meditated over and over, and prayed in tongues and asked the Lord to confirm them. And they've come up every time I've done the calculations, the spiritual biblical calculations, over and over and over and over again. And I keep coming back to the same number. Therefore, I figured that it's fairly true. So I started praying in tongues, 5 hours a day for the first 3 months, just to test the waters. And I opened up a door that gave me great encouragement to step into. And then from there on, I started moving forward into the things of God. If only I could get a couple of thousand people doing that. If only I could get a couple of hundred. You know, even Abraham, he said to the angel who was going to the city to destroy it, Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, he said, look, if we could only find a couple of souls in there, would you spare it? You know, if I could only find a couple, if I could find 2 dozen people to pray in tongues the way I do, we could tear things up big time. They're starting to come together, but you know, I'm greedy. I want thousands. I want thousands and thousands of saints sitting down in their nice comfy lounge with a nice cup of tea and maybe even a cake with ice cream and pray in tongues and just rip up the world, rip up the darkness, set the captives free, cause the blind to see, pull down strongholds, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through pulling down of strongholds. So what are strongholds? They're systems of thoughts that keep us captive, that stop us from moving in faith. They're systems of thoughts that cause unbelief. They're systems of thoughts that stop us and cause us to abandon the hope which God has put inside us. But when we pray in tongues, those systems of thoughts start getting energized, and that hope starts coming back into life, and the juice starts flowing, and then we start moving forward. Don't you think that that is motivation enough to pray in tongues? Don't you think that that's enough? All of the things I've spoken about just in this podcast, don't you think that they're justifiable enough for you to at least spend 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, an hour, and you're on just sitting down? You don't have to sit on glass. You don't have to kneel down on tacks. You don't have to whip yourself. All you have to do is sit down comfortably and pray in tongues and let the Holy Spirit do the work inside you and then outside of you. That's how it works. If only I could find people to believe in this. It's biblical. Instead, you know, they just want to do churchy stuff. And Isaiah, you know, it's funny, but Jesus said, he said, well did Isaiah say. What did he say? You know, Jesus was commending Isaiah. He said, well did Isaiah say. For with hearing they will not hear, and see will they not see. That's what Isaiah said. They won't have ears to hear and eyes to see. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, about halfway through the chapter when he's talking about speaking in tongues, he said, "In the law it is written, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto these people." He was quoting Isaiah chapter 28. And if you read Isaiah chapter 28, it says halfway through, it says, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto these people. But for all that, they will not hear." You know, we'll just expand on that scripture in Isaiah. It says, "Whom shall I teach knowledge to or understanding?" It says, you know, for what? Line upon line? Here a little, there a little? No. "For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto these people." Saying, this is the rest, this is the refreshing, where I may cause the weary to rest, but they won't hear me. Instead, they'll go back to line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may be taken, fallen back and snared. Why? Because they choose the knowledge of this world, the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, instead of the knowledge of the tree of life. Okay? Instead of the tree of life, they want the knowledge of good and evil. Instead of the truth, instead of something that God has given us through the Holy Spirit to cause us to rest, that causes the weary to rest, the refreshing. Instead, we want to eat from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Why can't we just step into this river of life? You know, even Jesus said in John, "Any man who comes unto me, I will give him rivers of living water flowing out of him." This he spoke of, which was the Spirit, which they should receive. So if you pray in tongues, rivers of living water are going to flow out of you, rivers of life are going to flow out of you. If you take the knowledge of the world, well, you're going to have some good and some bad, but it's not going to be divine. It's going to crash and burn someday. It won't have lasting substance. However, if you sat down and prayed in tongues and got over yourself first, and then started transforming other people's lives and even this life itself, you'll be able to, through the Spirit, change molecules. You'll be able to put your hand on something that actually is divine, and it will be good in this world and the next. So you don't have to just wait around for Jesus to come back or when you die to be useful. You can actually be useful in this realm. You can feed the 5,000. You can walk on water. You can be translated. There's a lot of stuff the Holy Spirit can do in this realm, because the Bible says everything is held together by the word of his power. And if the kingdom of God is inside you, and you're in Jesus Christ, and you're being built up on the Holy, by the Holy Spirit, in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, what do you think would happen? You'd be able to transform this world. People are spending billions of dollars to try and get what they need. They're building towers of Babylon. Babylonic towers, which just won't cut it. But a person sitting down on a nice comfy chair praying in tongues can get it done. How marvelous is that? Do you think that that's enough motivation for you to pray? If it's not, then probably the words that Jesus said, "Well did Isaiah say, for hearing they did not hear, seeing they did not see." He was talking about the Pharisees, the religious people, who only had their eyes to see religious stuff and religious form, and not the divine, not the things that come from heaven. So we'll leave it there, okay? Maybe you should think about it. Maybe you should consider maybe praying in tongues for 5 minutes, then 10, then 15, then half an hour, then an hour. Then you can really get it going, maybe do 2 or 3 hours. I'm not asking you to pray for 4 or 5 hours every day. You know, if you prayed for an hour every day, you'd do something marvelous. But yet we would rather watch a movie, listen to crummy, unedifying music, walk through the bush and look at flowers and trees and pretty scenery, rather than doing something with that hour and transforming the whole world through your prayers. Your prayers that come from the Holy Spirit, not your prayers that you make up, but the prayers that the Holy Spirit make up. Because the Bible says when you pray, it is your spirit that prayeth when you pray in tongues. So you can pray in English, but the most powerful prayer is praying in tongues. Matter of fact, any prayer that you pray in English should be inspired by the Holy Spirit because you prayed in tongues. So we look at the principle, don't we? Okay, we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help Don and I out at Clear Vision Revival, then just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.